This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks, and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family, and that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children, and women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome. Glad to have you.
Glad to have you.
Glad to have you, Steve.
Yeah, glad to have the Bob Tuskin Show.
Glad to have the Steve Starr Show.
Well, Steve Starr is riding shotgun for the Bob Tuskin Show.
It's Bob Tuskin riding shotgun on the Steve Starr Show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming on my show, which is your show.
It's a pleasure to be on your show and my show.
It is, and it's a pleasure to have all of our friends out there listening in. Should we take calls, Bob?
800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Call.
And for those of you that are dyslexic, it's 3449-313-008.
You had to think about that.
I did. I had to read it backwards, actually. That's a challenge for me. But I got it out there anyway. So, I wonder if we will have some callers on our last subject or some other things. What do you want to talk about? I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the news, actually. You know, and we could get into the Fukushima issue, but what about back to Iraq? Back to Iraq. Flacco on his backo and backo to Iraqo. What do you think? Could that be the case? I mean, there seems to be a lot of talk about that. Well, I mean, that's one point of topic I suppose we can get into. They're calling this a repeat of Vietnam, the whole Iraqi affair. And that's what a lot of the people who are critical of it are saying, and I'm one of them. Because I didn't like the idea of going in there in 2003, March of 2003, in the first place, because I thought that this was going to be a debacle, and this was going to be a tremendous situation in which we were going to start a bar fight in a place that was full of a lot of aggressive and angry people who didn't have any direction, but a lot of guns and a lot of animosity and a lot of hatred and a lot of disunity among themselves in that nation. And now we have a problem with the good guys that we funded to fight that bad man Assad turning their guns on the Iraqis and taking over Fallujah. You know, and if you recall, we fought very hard to recover Fallujah during the Iraqi war. A lot of Americans paid the price. A lot of Iraqis died as well. And now this whole situation is coming unglued. There are people there. I was watching the mainstream news tonight. And, of course, you know, we have to be very, very, very careful about what they say. A little bit of truth leaks out occasionally. But they're saying that Iraq may be on the verge of a civil war. And that's what I'm hearing, and that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if that's the case. But, you know, the situation being there that we are in a bad hookup in this whole mess that we got into. And now the very same people, those good guys who were helping us, they were called rebels, but they weren't rebels, friends, because they were from all over the world. They are essentially, as we've talked about before, they're essentially mercenaries, you know, who are on shifts that move around and around from all over the world. And they're thugs and butchers and people like that who are pretty much psychotic to begin with. They're also very often drugged up because a big portion of Al-Qaeda is running drugs. And that's a lot of what they do, of course, you know, as well as all the other corruption and payoffs that they get. And they move in and out of these places to agitate situations depending upon whom they're employed by. Now, we know the Saudi Arabians have not liked both Iraq and the Shiites there, you know, who aren't really that friendly with the Shiites in Iran, but are becoming more that way. And we also have the problem with the Shiites who are favored or at least allowed some voice in the government in Syria. Then we have Hezbollah, which is a Shiite liberation movement in southern Lebanon. So we have this crescent across the Middle East from southern Lebanon through Syria and all the way down into Iran. And so the big problem here, again, is a sectarian violence, but it has more to do with the political powers who are backing and inciting the sectarian violence more than it does, I think, an actual religious ideological warfare. But there's certainly part of that involved as well. So that's one aspect of the whole thing. Now, you know, I'm standing by if we want to have some calls or if we want to, you know, hear what people have to say about any of the topics. We have our phone number out there, 800-313-9443. And I'm going to just continue to rattle off on some of these stories here. The reason why I think Iraq is concerning, friends, is because I think this thing is going to end up in shock and awe like we have never seen. I've been saying that since 2003. I've also been very cautious not to set dates or to say I know exactly when, but I am convinced that the whole situation in Iraq is going to become extremely volatile. And I've been saying that for a long time, and I think in the long run, this may be the end of the American presence in the Middle East, and I think we're going to see a new landlord or a peacekeeper in that region in the form of the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union is just waiting for us to fall, like we did with them while they were in Afghanistan years ago. And they know the area a little better than we do. The whole situation was well managed by them when Mr. Obama was determined to start World War III by sending all of those missiles that he had, the Tomahawk missiles that had been stocked up for quite some time, to good uses, apparently, you know, against the Syrians in a war back last year, which didn't happen because the Joint Chiefs of Staff were against it and because you, the good people, spoke up very vociferously against this madness. And I applaud the American people for holding Barack Obama's insanity in check last year. We managed to get away with that for a little while, but it looks like things are getting more and more out of control right now. So that's my take on this. Now, in this story that I'm reading here called Back to Iraq, You Bet, by Daniel McAdams, is from the Lou Rockwell blog, January 8, 2014. As usual, the interventionists who run the U.S. foreign policy establishment are drawing all the wrong conclusions from the news that the former Al-Qaeda in Iraq, now Al-Qaeda in Iraq and Syria, has set up shop in the notorious city of Fallujah. Well, there's Senator John McCain, my friend, Senator John McCain, and his sidekick, Senator Lindsey Graham, have issued a joint statement over the weekend, which unsurprisingly blamed the whole development on President Obama's decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq in 2011. This is what the senators wrote. When President Obama withdrew the U.S. forces from Iraq in 2011, over the objections of our military leaders and our commanders on the ground, many of us predicted that the vacuum would be filled by America's enemies and would emerge as a threat to the U.S. national security interests. You know that word, national security interest, right? What does that always mean? Is that about our interest? Or is that about keeping the people in power who are there, the continuity of government, COG? That's what national security really means. Our national security interests are in jeopardy now because these places like Fallujah have been filled, these vacuums, these power vacuums have been filled by America's enemies. Oh, wait a minute. Weren't these the people we were funding when they were on the other side of the border in Syria, the freedom-fighting, notorious democracy people who were looking for a new life and a new birth of freedom in Syria that we call the rebels at that time, and now they're the enemies. Interesting. I'll read on with the article. There are two things wrong with this analysis. Excuse me, friends. Getting a little choked up here. There are two things wrong with this analysis. First, the phenomenon of al-Qaeda in Iraq was created by the invasion that the two senators championed. Al-Qaeda was not in Iraq before 2003, as we all know. Okay? So if anyone is responsible for al-Qaeda in Iraq, it's McCain, Graham, and the coterie of cakewalk neoconservatives who pushed for the war. Secondly, as the Moon of Alabama blog so deftly points out, the whole power vacuum argument isn't a reality of vacuum itself making no sense. It was the U.S. attack on Iraq that set off the sectarian war in Iraq and beyond. Okay, hang on here, friends. We will be joining...
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Oh, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show, hosted by Steve Starrs. Hi, Steve. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, my pleasure, man. You know, and I know you're working on an article there, and you're actually contacting people to get the latest news for all of your listeners, and I'm trying to, keep the show going with all the important news that's going on while you're also getting even more and
that's
more
right.
important
that's
news.
Right.
We have a plethora, of important
cornucopia.
News. A cornucopia and a plethora of
cornucopia. Hey, let's take a phone call. What do you say?
Let's do. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Adrian. How are you tonight, man?
Doing good, man. Steve Starrs, you're on fire, man. Sounding
well,
good.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I just wanted to call in. The whole thing with Iraq is just kind of funny that it seems like they just messed everything up there so we could go back, so we never really have to leave, so they could say we withdrawed and, you know, we're not in Iraq anymore, and then you know, they create this situation. Now we have no choice. We have to help. We have to help, you know, calm things down. But back to Sandy Hook. One of the things about all these false flag things that they have, and that I've even showed people, like I've showed people the reaction of the father of, you know, with that whole, you know, him laughing and everything, that whole video. You know, even people that don't believe in, I guess, like we do with the so-called conspiracy theories and all that, you show people that, and it's hard not to really second guess, you know, something else happened there. You know, this whole thing is, you know, a sham. You know, I've showed people that, you know, that don't even believe like what we believe in. You know, they know, you know, people's lying and we're not getting the full story. But.
Absolutely. I agree, man. And, I mean, you know, I think there's some truth to some of the events that happened. I think there were some real victims. The question is, there's a lot of actors in this as well. We know some of these people are actors. There's no question about it that Coroner's really a jerk. And, of course, the stories about how many guns, what rounds were fired, you know, they still haven't really answered the question about what happened to those two other guys they chased up into the woods. One of them was sitting in a police car. That's on the news, you know.
Right. On, yeah, I've seen the YouTube video. They saw a documentary. Somebody made a documentary about it. But I've seen, yeah, it's just so many unanswered questions about it. It's like, and
right.
Now they've demolished the school. It's obviously, you know, they don't want nobody to look at it, nobody to touch it. And it's just, you know, like 9/11, they made some mistakes and they just want to, you know, cover it over.
Right.
And it's a big one. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, hey, appreciate it, man. And, you know, you're right. And I was getting to a point that I think that you were bringing up there too, Adrian. And that is in this story about Iraq, down at the bottom of the story, of course. Let me just finish a little bit of this real quick. It was the U.S. attack on Iraq that set off the sectarian war in Iraq and beyond. It was the removal of Saddam Hussein that changed the balance between Saudi Sunniism and Iranian Shiism, which then motivated the Saudis to unleash the jihadist forces. It was not a power vacuum that created the strife that continues today and will continue in the future. It was the insertion of U.S. forces into the Middle East that led to the overpressure of the current explosions. McCain and Graham and the neocons want to have it both ways. They want us to believe that the liberation of Iraq produced a successful, positive result, a brave new society eager to spread its democratic, tolerant, and multicultural wings. That would justify their decade-long and more advocacy of such an attack. But at the same time, they tell us that the U.S. military can never leave Iraq, lest a power vacuum be created that would allow America's enemies, of course, these are the enemies that we funded, to establish themselves. But was the attack itself not supposed to rid Iraq of America's enemies? These new enemies seem far worse than the enemies of the initial intervention and the ones that we were supposed to eliminate. Now, getting down to the bottom line is, because what you said, Adrian, if he's still with us, he may have signed off, but here's the point that I was making. Okay, Secretary of State John Kerry is sending what are no doubt designed to be mixed signals, not uncommon for him, right? Wrapped in the enigma of State Department speak, he says, we are not obviously contemplating returning. But then a qualifier, it seems. We are not contemplating putting boots on the ground. Ah, so that opens the door to a much possible U.S. military activity in Iraq, as he goes on to say, this is their fight, but we are going to help them in the fight. Now, here's the bottom line. Yes, it sounds like Vietnam all over again, perhaps even worse than 2003. The U.S. Hellfire missile shipment to Iraq has been fast-tracked. I'll repeat that. The U.S. Hellfire missile shipment to Iraq has been fast-tracked, which means it was on a track in the first place. It was headed there long before, which means that they were setting something up or they were preparing to do something in the future, and now they're going to move the missiles in much faster. This time, the U.S. is claiming to attack the same ISIS groups in Iraq that is supporting in Saudi, along with the Saudis, right next door in Syria. I mean, what a mess. Obviously, something is wrong with this whole situation, Bob. What do you think?
Adrian's absolutely.
It's a scam, man. You said it well. It's like they need to... Well, I guess they can't be honest, but it's like it's kind of funny seeing them saying all this stuff, and it's, you know, it's just, you know, they're just... Well, McCain, you're doing so well. It's like he wants war, but he doesn't want to go to war. I mean, they want to send us to war. The country doesn't get anything out of it. We give everything to it, our lives, our property, everything. The people don't gain anything from these wars. I mean, that would be wrong too, but we're not actually benefiting. I mean, no one's benefiting, but, you know, this is small. I guess McCain, you know, people like, you know, a few people are benefiting from this, but almost, you know, the normal people aren't really benefiting from this, you know. They should just stop.
Right, yeah, and that's what we're saying is that the Hellfire missile shipment, now remember, they have been storing up Tomahawk missiles for quite some time, and they couldn't use them last time Maniac Obama tried to start a war over there because there was such an outrage against it. And the Russians intervened and said, okay, we'll take care of getting rid of the gas weapons that were in Syria that were probably moved from Iraq that they got from us back in the Iraq-Iranian war. I mean, you know, there probably are weapons anyway that the Russians are going to get rid of. And so cooler heads prevailed. But here you see the Hellfire missile shipment has been fast-tracked, meaning they were going to send these in before. And so they're now expending more money in the military-industrial complex. Whenever you see ammunition in the pipeline, friends, you know, this is where the war is going. You know, you say, if you want to know where corruption is, follow the money, okay? If you want to know where the next war is going, follow the ammo. Follow the ammo. Like 2 billion rounds bought by Department of Homeland Security. When you see where these weapons and munitions are going, you get an indication that something has been planned a long time ago for this kind of activity to take place.
Well, thanks for taking my call. You couldn't have said any better than that.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Adrian. Thanks. Well, Bob, what do you think? I don't know, maybe Bob's
gone. I agree.
Oh, you agree. Yeah, okay. Well, no qualifications or...
No, I just agree.
just agree. Yeah. You don't want to dismantle some of the details or add your perspective as you see it?
No, I agree.
Okay. Well, we'll just have to see. And remember I talked about this group ISIS and how this is going to be a destabilizing factor in that region, and this is just the beginning of it. Now, I'm not saying this thing is going to get big right away, but obviously it's not over in Iraq, friends, by any means. And we've had all these contractors there. They said the combat troops from the United States military have been pulled out, but we've got people wearing guns and wearing flak jackets and helmets that look just like the troops doing security work right now. I mean, I don't know how many contractors, quote, contractors are there. They're not all, you know, driving milk trucks, friends. They're driving SUVs or Humvees, that is, and they're still out there. But they are private contractors. They're mercenaries is what they are. Well, that's part of it. It's going to continue. As this show will, the Bob Tuscan Show with Steve Starrs. Riding Shotgun.
We'll be right back with the Steve Starrs Show with Bob Tuscan Riding Shotgun. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr sitting in here a little bit while Bob is etching and sketching.
I'm riding shotgun.
Oh, you're riding shotgun. Okay, I heard you loading there. I didn't know that you'd put the trigger on safety.
I'm writing an article about gun bans resulting in more murders.
Yeah, they do. As a matter of fact, that's statistically very sound. We know that. And there's no question about the fact that that's what's happening. Gun bans are causing problems, of course, and we've seen the statistics about that. And of course, Mr. Obama has sold more guns than just about anybody in the last year. And that was an article that I saw just recently, and just a huge outbreak of people buying guns everywhere. The company, speaking of Colorado, Bob, Magpul has moved up to Cheyenne, just up the road from where we are now. And they're operating out of Wyoming. They decided not to go back to Maryland, I guess, with the offer they had there. But so another company leaves Colorado to continue to make their mags for weapons. And, you know, there's it's not going to stop. I mean, people are arming up, of course. The question is, you know, what are we going to do about the crisis of law enforcement in this company, in this country right now? We have a crisis of law enforcement. I mean, how do you put on a badge and try to say that you're representing, you know, the people in terms of protecting them and serving them when you know that all the corruption going on way above your head is just unbelievable? I don't know how police officers do it. I'd love to hear anybody out there in the audience that was in law enforcement or still is maybe talking about how dangerous and difficult it is to try to represent, you know, any kind of sanity in law enforcement today when it's gotten so completely out of control and the cops themselves are being federalized and decked out in these black Ninja Turtle bulletproof uniforms to go kicking in doors and violating the rights of the citizens who pay their salaries. I mean, it's hard for me to believe that. The FBI, now 50 years since JFK was assassinated, what have they done? You know, the Secret Service? All these organizations, NSA spying everywhere, of course. You know, these are the things that, this is the country that we live in. And it's in my lifetime, which is rather long. Well, it's longer than I wish it were. But I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I've seen some rebellious times. I've seen some trouble. I remember the Vietnam War. I remember the day that John F. Kennedy was shot. Okay. I have never seen anything like what we have right now. You know, even 9/11 through 9/11, of course, as of and because of since 9/11, right? And the Patriot, quote, Act, like the Affordable Care Act, you know, all of these acts that are just nonsense, they're oxymorons of the true meaning of what these bills and legislations and government measures are intended to be. And there's never been anything like this in the United States of America in terms of a loss of our freedoms, a loss of the basic essence of what it means to be an American, which is holding your government accountable. That's what our government is all about, holding government accountable. And I don't know how we're ever going to return to that. I don't have any idea. Maybe you do. Maybe we should open up the lines. We have some experts out there who can, you know, feed in and let us know what they think. So I'll give out the numbers again. 800-313-9443. And Bob says, get out your crayon. I say, get out your old bingo marker and use that. 800-313-9443.
Oh, is that an ageist remark?
It is, man. It's an ageist, you know.
You're the old guy and I'm the young guy. You're in your, what, 80s, 90s?
I'm
in my teens,
well,
early teens.
Methuselah and I, you know, kind of share a few old stories together. So,
mm-hmm.
Yes. I've been around for a while.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah, it's very true. It's very true. But, actually, you know, I've never seen anything like anything like it, Bob. I mean, I've seen a lot of things happen in this country. I didn't experience World War II. I'm not quite that old. But I remember, I remember what was happening in 1964, even though I was a very young lad. I remember the presidential election between Barry Goldwater and Lyndon Baines Johnson. And, you know, Goldwater was later quoted years later saying that he could not reveal to the American public during that election that we were going to war in Vietnam regardless of who won the election because all of the munitions were in the pipeline, in the pipeline. I mean, the war was going there. The naval ships were already full of cots and sea rations and helmets and guns and bullets. And I mean, all the equipment was already headed to Vietnam before that election took place. Goldwater was wanting to get it over as quickly as possible. He said, let's go for the military victory. Let's get it over with. Let's get out of there. Johnson flatly lied to the American people. And by the way, what was it? Today was the anniversary, his 50th anniversary of the war on poverty. But now it's the war against poor people, I think. You know, that's where it's gone, you know. Did we get rid of poverty with LBJ's Great Society? I don't know. You know, I think it's all we did was really essentially in the last few years get rid of the middle class. You know, the medium paying jobs where people were making maybe $50,000 a year or something like that. We squeezed them out to the point to where they can't even get, you know, minimum wage jobs anymore. And they want to raise the minimum wage. Well, I'm all in favor of that if you have the economy to do it, if you have the jobs to do it. And if people don't need health care, they don't need benefits, sure, it's a great idea. If you don't want any more jobs, because why would companies want to hire more people and pay more money right now in this wonderful recovery series that we're having? Oh, well, what am I talking about? Well, I'm saying that, you know, friends, I've never seen anything like it. I have never seen anything like it, Bob. And maybe there's some old codgers like me out there that know and have heard the same thing and seen it. You know, we've talked about this so long. This is another Vietnam, you know. It's not a deja vu, it's a vuja de. You know, it's opposite of a deja vu when you know you've been someplace before. This is a vuja de, when you don't quite remember where you came from and how you got here again. You know, that's what it is, you know. And that's what we're experiencing here. And, you know, why we are still entangled in this debacle in Afghanistan. We have troops in over 130 nations. If we just brought those people home, you know, to stay here and stay in the employment of the armed forces, they'd be spending their money here instead of in foreign lands. We would be increasing our own economy right here by paying our soldiers and our troops to stay in the United States. But no, we don't need them here. We've got foreign troops here to take care of us while they're overseas doing something else, protecting everybody's borders except our own, protecting everybody's security except our own, creating the world better for democracy in every part of the world while we have one of the worst democratic processes in the world now. We rate really with a third world country on the basis of honesty in elections. I'm actually surprised the Republicans, which I have no hope for, friends. I mean, I'm not trying to dig into them from the standpoint of saying I'm in total disagreement because I'm not a liberal. But I have no hope for the Republicans being able to fix this thing. And people who think that this next election is going to change things because, well, you know, Obamacare was so bad. It was just so bad that we got to vote the Republicans in to stop Obamacare and turn it around. You know, I mean, if people are thinking along those lines, they're going to be cruelly disappointed. Because I don't care if the Republicans do take over the Senate and do control the House. You're not going to get rid of Barack Obama. I mean, they're going to continue to play this game with him. They're going to continue to suck up and parasitically suck everything they can out of you while they sit there in their fat rear ends in Congress and in the Senate. These people are not to be respected and they're not to be supported. I mean, I don't know how we're going to fix that, but, you know, you're not going to do it with an election next year. I'm sorry to tell you that. I wish it were different. I really do. I got involved with the Republican Party last year. I know what it's like. I tried to talk to these people, you know. I knew what was happening. I saw that there was a handful. There was at least a third of the people in the Republican Party caucuses that I went to. I darn near went all the way to Tampa to be a delegate, and I didn't want to go. I told them, I don't want to go. Unless you're serious about changing things, don't vote for me, please. They still voted for me. There were enough. I was almost elected as a delegate, in spite of the fact that I kept telling them they were on the wrong track. But we had like these guys that were, they reminded me of Beavis and Butthead. We got to get the rich guy in there, you know, yeah, let's get Romney, you know, he knows what he's doing. He's a rich guy. I mean, the brain dead activity there was just incredible.
Was that Beavis or Butthead or John McCain? We'll be right back.
That was a little
of both. Bob Juskin Show.
The Bob Juskin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cow Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine.
free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
800-313-9443 if you would like to jump on board and give us a call here on Bob Tuscan Show hosted by Steve Starrs. Feel free to do so. Anyway, Steve, I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller again tomorrow. You going to be tuning in?
Yes, I will. I'll tune in.
You just saying that?
No, I like to listen to John's show when I can. It's very rare that I get a chance
to listen. Just not when I'm hosting, right?
No, I like to listen to you when you're hosting John's show as well. You know.
But not when I'm hosting my own show, right?
Yeah, well, that's because I'm hosting it with you a lot of the time.
So you're not actually listening to me?
I listen to you all the time, man, you know.
You don't actually listen to me.
Yes, I do. I listen to you. Remember, I write you notes about certain things and certain people that you have on. And
Oh, yeah, so, that's true.
Yeah, I pop into the chat room, you know, usually, and make a fool of myself because of my poor title.
You got a big fan in the chat room tonight. Did you see that?
Do I really? No, I did go into the chat room for a while. The problem is, you know, I get so involved in the chat room, I forget about what I'm doing on the air. You know,
Where am I? Who am I?
Yeah, where am I? What am I doing? I'm supposed to be on the air right now. And the reason why I don't hang out too often is because I really do get involved in the great conversations that are going on.
How can people find the chat room who aren't actually hosting the show?
Well, you go to bobtuskin.com.
Bob Tuskin.
You spell it T-U-S-K-I-N.
Bob, oh, really? Tuskin. Okay.
.com. And if you want to contact Bob Tuskin, you go to thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. Yeah.
Why does Bob Tuskin still use a Gmail account?
Well, I don't know. I think they've been trying to talk him out of it because, you know, he's supporting the establishment.
Not only is he supporting the establishment, but, I mean, it's heavily insecure.
Yes, it is insecure. Yes.
You know, the whole Gmail thing. And how can people donate to the Bob Tuskin Show? More importantly, because Bob, from what I hear, and I'm talking about myself in the third person, I hate that. Anyways, I really could use the help. I really could. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. How could they donate if they wanted to?
Yeah, that's true. Bob was working on a project, and he finished his contract, and he is right now in between. So you can...
I got let go from some schmucks that...
I was trying to put a happy face on it, but the truth is...
Oh, that was a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
They can go to my website and help me out. On the right-hand side of the page, there's a green button that says donate to the Tuskin family. All proceeds go directly to my wife. I mean, the Tuskin family. So there you go.
Well, they end up in your wife's pocket so that she spends money on groceries and things like that.
Right.
But exactly. But anyhow, you know, we need to set you up and also RBN set up for Bitcoin donations. Bitcoins, yes?
Yeah, that's in the works. That's in the works.
Yeah. Get it going, man. People should have a Bitcoin donation button, and you don't have to donate the whole Bitcoin, which are what, about $890 now, something like that, a piece. Mm-hmm. You can donate a fraction to the mind wallet of Bob Tuskin, and you know, everybody can use a little bit more in their mind wallet. You know, I'm going to set up one of those things myself. We've talked a lot about Bitcoin, and you know, I don't know if, you know, people tell me this, it's evil, it's evil, it's evil, but I mean, I don't understand why it would be evil when the people have the money and the banks don't. You know, that's the way it works, essentially. I mean, it's just people trading among themselves without the banks. When was the last time, Bob? I don't know if you have a bank card. I do, unfortunately. But every transaction that I, you know, if I go buy gas, I mean, it's all registered. The banks track everything you do, and they charge you like, what is it, Visa charges you 2.5% or 2.9%. Every time we make transactions with a bank card, we're paying the banks to use our money, you know, to get our access to our money, and they're making it harder and harder and harder to get our money. Now, Bitcoin, the way it works, of course, is it allows people to trade among themselves with virtually, I mean, just a fraction of a cost. And it's reasonably secure, or is at least secure as your bank card is. And it seems to me like, you know, people say, well, I think it's the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast. Let me tell you something, friends. The mark of the beast will work through a government that controls your currency and controls your commerce. Bitcoin doesn't work that way. It works just the opposite. Just the opposite, because people trade among themselves without any control of somebody saying, you can't do that, you can't buy this, you can't buy that, we want our percentage, give it to us now, and you can't have your money. That's the way the banks work. We're under control of a system that is the mark of the beast right now. Bitcoin, actually, I believe, offers people an opportunity to get around of that control. And, of course, the Central Bank of China, you know, they said, you can't do that anymore here in China. And, of course, Bitcoin took a little dive for a few days, and they blew right past it. So that didn't faze them. The entire Central Bank of China did not stop Bitcoin, okay? And we know about what happened with Mt. Gox in the U.S. and Canada. We've had people talking about that, like Rick Sprocky. Not to get on the Bitcoin conversation, but the point is very simple that we have talked about some of these things. If he's correct, Bitcoin's going to go to $25,000 this year. And he was right before Thanksgiving when he said it was going to go over $1,000. It was only $343 at the time. I mean, it's amazing what could happen with this. So Yeah, I know there are downsides to Bitcoin, friends. I know there are, you know, but there's also Litecoin and CryptoLite or CryptoCoin or whatever it is, CryptoKnight, I think it's called. I mean, there's all kinds of alternatives. If they shut down Bitcoin, another one will pop up in its place. You know, the whole ancient, antiquated Janet Yellen banking system is like your father's Ford. It's out of date. It's going its way. And I'm thinking, God, it's about time. Anything that's a competitive currency is greatly appreciated, in my opinion, be it gold, silver, be it clamshells and old tennis shoes. I think they're highly welcome and needed at this moment instead of federal fraudulent reserve notes. I mean, the longer we stay addicted to this system, the worse the world gets. And that's what's creating all this. This is the military-industrial complex. This is the medical-industrial complex. It's your education system. It's business. It's tied up in everything, you know, and they're watching you while you use their currency. It's actually your currency. You're paying them to watch you to use your currency. That's the way the system works. And Bitcoin is different, a little different, of course. Well, they can hack it with the NSA special spying 32-bit encryption decoder ring that you can get from the Annie Oakley box. No, I don't know, friends. I don't know if you can do that or not, but reality is, you know, we have to look at alternatives. We have to look at them fast. I like Webster Tarpley's idea, Bob, of taxing Wall Street 1% on trades. Just 1% sales tax. Oh, I hate taxes. No, we don't want to tax Wall Street. Oh, really? Yeah. Look at your Starbucks receipt. How much you paying for sales tax there, Gipper?
I'm against taxation of any sort.
I'm not. I think they should be taxed. I think they should put something back. Why? Because they're stealing everything from us and they're not putting anything back.
They shouldn't be stealing. They shouldn't be stealing. Well, yeah, Why should we steal from them because they're stealing from us? Doesn't that seem like a double negative?
No. What I'm saying is we're going to rescue
for
what
steal
we want.
From them because they're stealing from
we
us.
We want back what they're taking from us. There's a difference.
We're going to steal it.
No, we're going to tax them just like they're taxing us. We're going to tax them and take back what they're taking from us.
I know. I have a feeling this is going to generate some calls. 800-313-9443. Yep. Do you agree with Steve and Webster Tarpley on this? It seems to me like a bit of a socialist response. Steve, are you a commie? Are you one of those commies, dude?
No, I'm just saying that.
What are you thinking here?
I'm thinking that the worst thing we can do is allow Wall Street just a free reign to take all of our money, all of our economy, and sell it all overseas. They don't put anything, not one damn penny, back into the system. And we're the ones that supported it all. I'm saying 1% sales tax? 1% sales tax. Imagine what we could do with $400 billion in transactions on Wall Street every day. That'd be $4 billion going into help the homeless, education, infrastructure, retraining veterans or prisoners. I mean, I think it's time that these corporations, because I believe that was originally the intent when it talked about the 16th Amendment, was taxing corporations so that they would pay for a lot of this stuff. Instead, they made us all corporations by capitalizing our names. And we are the ones that were paying the taxes, and the corporations skated off scot-free. I think it was a complete reversal of what was, you know, obviously the shallow intent and interpretation of most of the people like us. Should Wall Street put something back into the United States of America after all they've taken out of it? I mean, these guys are soaring right now. You know what I'm talking about. High records. They're setting all kinds of records on Wall Street. And the real economy, as you know, Bob.
Hour number three coming up in just seconds. 800-313-9443. If you want to tell Steve, he's wrong.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.